Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hot and Ray Lewis.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is
high school dances.
Which is so weird.
That's a great song.
I
great
love
beat.
It. But it was
Pharrell, right? Got to be.
Huh?
Got to be a Pharrell.
Oh yeah. But no, I know it's always weird because this is what Ray Lewis has come out to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, why would it be? It was so weird. But then when he's coming on in the stadium,
it was great. It was cool.
And then he would come out, oh! And he would come out like, really?
Yeah, it was badass.
I love it. Like any place you can go and they give you a patch of grass because they went to artificial turf or the synthetic turf so you can have that moment in your dance. Like there's no better entrance than the world, in my opinion, than with Ray, when Ray would come out.
No, I agree.
Yes. Ray's. Ivan Drago in Rocky IV was another amazing one.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brian Dawkins to come out.
Because okay.
we played in Philly, and so the defense was announced. And B-Dawg, I think they told me he thinks he's Wolverine. And B-Dawg would come out, Andy, and he would just like look like he would like flying through the air and would like land on all fours. And he'd be rolling and proud. It's like, look at this. But he was a damn baller.
No, he was incredible.
Oh, man, but that was always funny.
It's one of the two jobs, really, maybe three, in life where thinking you're Wolverine would actually be beneficial.
Yeah.
Well, he's a safety. He flies around and hits people. Yes. He thinks he's Wolverine. All right, it works for him.
Yeah.
If you actually were playing Wolverine, that'd be good.
Right.
Or I guess if you were a Wolverine impersonator.
Yes.
Those would be the three ways.
Yeah.
If you were just a plumber and you thought you were Wolverine, people would think you were crazy. You know what I mean? So it's a good thing Brian Dawkins found football.
Yeah, man. But this something, and we talk about all the bowls and everything. I saw this one from Brett McMurphy. So the Bahamas Bowl will not be held in the Bahamas.
Oh,
all right. The bowl will be played this season at a site to be determined. This is the second time in 3 years that the Bahama Bowl has moved. In 2023, the Bahamas Bowl was played. Remember, they played it in Charlotte.
No, they didn't, because that was going to be my joke.
Yes, they did play it in Charlotte. They played it in Charlotte. Why is it called the Bahamas Bowl then?
To lie to them, because otherwise if they called it the Charlotte Bowl, everyone would opt out of it.
It was the Bahamas Bowl sponsored by Popeyes.
I do. God. Yeah, it's like, perfect.
Going to the Bahamas and having a Popeyes sponsor?
Unlimited Popeyes in the Bahamas?
Unlimited Popeyes in the Bahamas?
Sounds great.
Sounds freaking awesome.
They got to find a better alternate site than Charlotte, though. Like, these kids think they're going to the Bahamas. It was like, all right, our season wasn't what we thought it was going to be, but at least we're going to the Bahamas.
The damn Bahamas Bowl, and we ain't in the Bahamas.
All right, where is it specifically in the Bahamas? Charlotte.
Yeah, do not call
it. They got a Charlotte in the Bahamas?
Do not. That is so foul.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's a very foul thing.
Nothing tropical about that place.
Charlotte, the damn Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte. Come on, man.
Might as well have it in Milwaukee. God's sake.
Why not?
All right.
The damn Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte.
Not great. Hey, it's halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. Falcons grab bag coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. The back page with no Bo, because Bo's not here. So the back page with Abe coming up at 12:40.
He kind of went too hard because he texted us already.
Yeah, and I think Bo's a pro.
Bo's a pro. He got braids tonight, but I would have been sleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he texts us at 11:15.
I'd still be asleep.
You know? So he might have slept in and still.
I'm going hard in the paint.
Yeah, but you can roll over at 11:15. But we should have went. That's what I'm saying.
Because I was like, because we found out there were some extra tickets. Like, if I were to say, you want to go, would you have went?
I wish you would have said that.
Would you have went?
I don't know, but I would have considered it.
When Abe said that they had tickets, I was like, damn, you know?
Yeah,
I'm not the biggest Metallica fan, but I wouldn't mind going.
I wasn't gonna go by myself,
right?
And I know my wife wasn't gonna go because we didn't have like an option for childcare, and also it's Tuesday, and she doesn't feel good, so she wasn't gonna go. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of dismissed it immediately because I was like, well, I'm not gonna go. But if you would have said, hey, I might go,
yeah,
I would have thought about it.
Let's go to the next rock concert.
Okay,
we always have fun together.
Yeah. It would definitely be fun. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I saw my wife sent me this funny reel. And it reminded me of last time, well, one of the times you were at the house and we were getting after it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I fell down the damn basement stairs. Uh-huh. And it was this woman, she was tore up drunk and there was no basement stair door. And she fell down the stairs. Mm. I was like, yep, that was me.
Been there.
Yep. Been there. Yeah, been there. Still got the scars on my damn body from that terrible fall.
The last time we really went for it at the Braves game last summer and I slept on my child's floor. Pretty good.
You had the damn limo that nobody knew.
Took a limo home. Thank God that wasn't a kidnapping. I could be somewhere in someone's basement right now.
Does it mean we need to stop doing favors? Do we need chaperones when we go out together?
Nah, we just need to do it more often.
Yeah,
I was going to say the same thing. I'm out of practice. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. So, obviously, we've been playing you different audio clips from Falcons OTAs. Mandatory minicamp is next week, so that'll be kind of the next check-in point on who's there, who's not, and all that kind of stuff. One of the players that the Falcons traded for this offseason defensively, Divine Diablo, linebacker, had played for the Raiders. Now he's going to play for the Falcons. Fun name, fun player, athlete. Talking about what he's noticed being around Jalen Walker and James Pierce.
These guys come to work. Speaking of Jalen and Pierce, they're very explosive. They come off the ball crazy. I've never seen anything like it, so I'm excited to see them.
Well, I mean, that's something that Kate Ellis said earlier this offseason when he was asked about the two young men is the first word out of their mouth was explosive.
Yeah, that's what you want.
You know, and so, I mean, when you talk about that, you know, so much of pass rush is won in the first step.
Yeah.
It really, really is, man. And so when you talk about these guys doing that, the retracing, all those different things.
He played with Max Crosby.
Yeah, and he would know because Max had to step, but Max is freaking relentless.
Yeah, and just like, so strong.
He's strong.
He's a monster.
But he's relentless, Andy. Yeah. And for him, because he's one of the rare guys in today's ball that plays damn near every play.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want to talk about there, and you ask Hugh, you guys, anybody that's ever rushed a passer, the most tiresome thing in the world is rushing and resetting. Rushing and resetting. And so if these young men, and like, I would never, ever disrespect Max Crosby by putting them anywhere near him.
No. All right? Hopefully someday. They earn that comparison.
But yeah, that was the second time that that I've heard from a linebacker that's with these guys all the time say that, because Kate Nellis said the same thing.
You love it. Love it. And again, like, and these guys are going to say nice things about their teammates. That's what's going to happen. They're both first round draft picks.
Have you ever been characterized as explosive?
maybe my temper on the golf course when I was younger. Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Or, like, if I had, like, a bad Mexican food or something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, somehow it always comes with surprisingly or shockingly ahead of it.
Yeah. Nah, no one's ever called me surprisingly explosive. My burst has never been described as explosive.
Explosive.
Well. You know.
Okay, your ass had to go that damn route.
Today's edition of the former wide receivers, Falcons former wide receiver podcast that makes Falcons fans mad, Julio Jones talking about the end of his time here with the Falcons.
Even with Art, like, the whole thing, I talked to some of the players, and they were just like, yeah, he got in his head that you don't practice, that I don't practice. Even when I had the conversation with Tennessee, I'm on the phone. It's like, yeah, you know, you're gonna have to practice. I was like, what are y'all talking about? You're gonna have to practice. Yeah, that's what I do. This is who I am. Y'all don't even know me. And that's a whole nother thing in my head. I was just like, so the new head coach at Atlanta just came from over here. And now these guys talking about, but I have to practice. So the message and the word out that I don't practice. So who's saying I don't practice? There's a whole nother, it's just so much, it was just like so much hate, like against me trying to flip a narrative.
And all of it coming together at the same time.
Right.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad I heard it. Now I'm glad I heard it because I know Abe was trying to explain it and then I read it, but I'm glad I heard what he's saying. Okay, so now he was saying that Arthur Smith talked to the people in Tennessee and said, Julio, don't practice.
That's right.
Okay, that's effed up.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
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 Pretty bad.
Yeah, that's effed up. And yet you still fleeced him out of a second round pick.
You still, at least you got
some. At least you got some for him.
At least you got some. Because truth be told, Julio never really did much after he left here because he was injured.
That's effed up. All right. In Tennessee, you're dumb if you asked him for info on Julio and still gave up a two for him. Yeah. Because if he told you that he don't practice, why the hell? I mean, he is Julio Jones, though. But why am I giving up a two for him? You know, so, yeah, that's just foul. It never seemed to me that the Julio Jones and Arthur Smith was going to happen here.
Never did. No.
Never did. It never seemed like it was.
No. Seemed like, and I don't know why, was it that? Was it that he had been told that he wasn't going to be practicing and he wanted him to practice?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who? I can't imagine who, unless he's hurt, saying that I'm not going to practice.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously Julio Jones missed weeks of practice at times when he was a Falcon, when he was nursing an injury so he could play on Sunday.
So he could play on Sunday. Yeah. That's what you do with star players.
And he's not the only one that does that.
Exactly.
Like, that's
he's
pretty,
but you gotta
pretty
listen,
common.
You got to understand, new head coach wants to try to set this kind of –
First-time head coach.
You kind of want to set this, and believe me, I've been through it, and I was just like, hey, let me tell you something, man. This is my routine. This is what I've always done. Well – this is how I want it done here. Well, I have a contract that says that I don't have to be here.
Right.
So that's the kind of stuff that happens with new first-time head coaches.
Yeah, I think Arthur Smith, and look, obviously it didn't go well. There's no sugarcoating that.
Yes. I still think he's a hell of a coach.
I do too. I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a damn good
ball
coach.
But I also think that he learned a lot in those 3 years of, like, I think he had an idea of, I need to come in and be this hard ass, and I have to tell everybody what.
And you don't have
to. You just got to be yourself, man.
And that's the thing about
it. You just got to be yourself.
That's the ones that are so not successful are those coaches that come in.
He's trying to do a Vrabel impression.
Exactly. You're not him. Just like when Josh went to freaking Denver.
Trying to do a Belichick impression.
You're not Bill. Yep. Like when Spags came to damn St. Louis, you're not Tom Coughlin.
Yep.
You're not these guys. So chill the hell out.
Yep.
Because we know why. Because the thing about it is, you can't fool us. Because you know why? We're grown ass damn men that have been, like, you might get a rookie like that, but you ain't gonna get no vet talking to them like that.
The other thing is, like, look, the reason that I'm going about my business like this is so I can make sure that I can play on Sunday.
Because that's the most important thing.
That's what I'm trying to do, is be there for you on Sunday. There was a lot in the, because they're brilliant. The podcast is brilliant. They're releasing the clips slowly. They're slow rolling the stuff. And they're giving you all the little little tidbits here and there. A lot of this stuff that they put out over the last 24 hours was about, like, the kind of the end, the Julio at the end with the Falcons and all the stuff that kind of how it went. It was pretty interesting. Him talking about Dan Quinn and how much he loved Dan Quinn.
They all do.
Of course.
They all do.
Of course they do. Yeah, of course, because Dan Quinn's an awesome dude.
Yes.
And a good coach.
Yes.
And a really good players coach.
Yes. They love. It's hard. I met Dan Quinn when he was a D-line coach in Miami when he came with Nick. And that was the most veteran group of the whole team, with JT and Truck and Vonnie and all them dudes, man. And they freaking love Dan Quinn. Like, all of them. We love them. Jeff Scanino, who is one of the hard asses in the world, just old big old, just one of them veterans, he's like, just mean and grumpy all day. Love Dan Quinn. So I'm not surprised.
I don't know many that don't.
I don't know too many that don't like him.
Don't many that don't. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a couple of the NFL No Huddle stories we didn't get to, and a couple of Falcons topics as well. Thanks for being with us here on a hump day Wednesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big Buster, Little Buster.
This is Little Buster.
Little Buster?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay.
He's back to kind of normal size Buster.
Yeah, he done turned his life around. Yeah. And everything. He talks about his story and everything like that.
Yeah, I heard an interview with him where he was talking about all he was really doing was like drinking tequila and just eating.
Yeah.
Excessively.
What a life.
Doesn't sound bad.
No.
Doesn't sound bad, but you do, and you look up after a couple years, you look up and it's like, oh Lord.
Yeah, I'm fat.
Look what I've become.
I'm fat in my
now. There's two of me.
I'm fat and my chain has become a choker.
Yeah, a choker chain, and my eyes are wood grain.
Yeah, wood grain eyes, and then I got a choke chain, and I had to sew three of my double X shirts together. Because, I mean, Buster was big. Buster was like a damn oversized Rottweiler. I'm just telling you, my last time I've ever seen Buster was like a damn oversized Rottweiler with a chain on, with one of them choke collars that they have on Rottweilers, and a white T-shirt.
Yeah, because it
was some skinny jeans.
Which is not, it's a tough look.
Yeah, no, it's a tough look.
It's tough looks, like, clinging to the skinny jeans when the shirt size is just going up.
Yeah, exactly. Every
6 months.
Yeah, let that thing go.
It is funny when you see the celebrities. You know, you get enough money. It's like, whatever. I'm gonna do what I want. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna live the life that I want to live. I don't have to be healthy anymore.
Right.
I got everything I need. People pack on weight different.
Yeah.
You know,
rich weight's different.
Yeah. But then just like different people packing on different.
Yeah,
like
man.
Some people like kind of bloat up all over.
Yeah.
Some people it's all in their face.
Yeah.
Busta was kind of all in his chest.
It was chest and gut.
And his gut. Yeah, it was kind of all right there. Midsection.
And this is one thing I promised myself, and I did a great job of it, but when I was blessed enough to be blessed, you know, as far as, you know, being able to go to different restaurants and do nicer things, I promised myself I was never going to be one of those people that did stuff. When you get money, you start eating different. And I was so good with it. And I just remember I went to this place. It was Nobu. First time I went to Nobu, right?
Is that a sushi place?
Yes.
Okay.
First time I ever went there.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Like, I've had sushi. I was a California roll guy, whatever, whatever. So I go there, and we go with this guy who they're still looking for. I think that the cartel got him, but still.
And so, this is in Miami,
yeah,
obviously?
Yeah. Okay. And so he takes, he's like, man, I'm so, this is exactly what he says. He's like, I want to join us for dinner. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. And he says, I'm so hungry because I'm starving. I could eat a horse. I'm like, okay, that's a user phrase. And so we go to this restaurant, Andy, and I'm like, oh, because this is, you know, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And so then he orders, and then they bring out, like, trays of sushi and sashimi. I'm like, and I looked to him, I was like, he said, you were hungry. The hell is this? I'm thinking we're going to get some steaks or some steakums. I take a steakum right now. But I had teammates, and it was so crazy because I still clown them, and they know I clown them for it. Like, talking about you don't eat chicken with bones anymore, or I make sure, is that chicken farm bred or some crap? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Your ass was walking around barefooted on mud clay when we were growing up, and now because we got a little bread, y'all want to start eating all fancy?
No, wait a minute. When you get fancy, you don't eat chicken with bones in it anymore?
That's what these fools were saying.
Huh.
I was like, y'all from, like, I'm from Fort Valley. All right? There ain't no way in the hell I'm giving up bones and chicken. Never. But these dudes have got, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I understand there's some fancy restaurants that don't sell chicken wings
and like,
stuff.
I like it, you know, yeah. I'm like, hold on, dog. You from not too far from where I'm from. You done got all got daggone fancy and you're eating that? Like, mm-mm. Yeah, yes, can I have the chicken with the fancy name with the squashed spinach on top of it. Yeah, we had that last time. It was delightful. And you know what else we want? Hey, guys, you want some apps?
guys changed, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. And right before. You want some apps?
I said it before, though.
I ain't never said no damn apps.
I hope
it was
I get
on
so
my
rich
phone.
I can change.
I was like, dude.
That'd be great.
Man, come on, man. Come on, dog.
Start acting different.
Yeah, come on. Now, you know
forget
what?
Certain friends.
Hey, don't forget about, what was it? I always get Popeyes for the plane.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want no Popeyes. Hey, make sure you get the tenders.
And that's how you know.
That's how you know.
That's how you know. You get tenders from Popeyes.
I'm telling
you,
dog.
Bougie.
Yeah, just bougie.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. What's Saquon Barkley talking about here?
I have no clue.
Why is he saying this? Maybe just giving Eagles fans a heart attack after the enjoyment that they had last year? Let's listen to Saquon.
One of my favorite plays of all time is probably my favorite play of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I mean, I don't know. If you want to quit, but why would you say that?
I don't like the word.
If you want to retire, retire. It's
like,
your life.
He's made,
Frank Ragnow did it.
He's made enough money. And I'm starting to think this Frank Ragnow is kind of weird.
You think he's trying to get something?
Yeah. I think Frank wanted more money. They
this is
really
a leverage play?
Him. Yeah. He's still at the top of his game. And a lot of times, guys leave. Aaron Donald did it. So guys leave at the top of the game.
I didn't realize he'd only played 7 years.
Yes. And then when I saw that, Ragnow. I was like, damn. But, yeah, don't do that. Now, that's our question the other day. Has he brought back the running back position?
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm. Because he's him.
Do you expect, because there's a guy here in Atlanta, do you expect him to get a top of the market deal?
I do. Yeah.
So why wouldn't he be back?
Well, I just think like back like what? Like in terms of –
because I think the one thing about it is we look at it from a standpoint is it's a throwing league and throwing league. Look at when it was a running league and then look at it what it is now and look at the carries of the top backs of the successful teams. Damn, they're close. 300-plus yards, 300-plus carries.
It's that now?
No, you have – like I'm talking about when you have Saquon, Derrick Henry, those singular same. It's the same kind of production. But now, because they throw the ball as much, you look at it from it's a pass league, so there's no running backs. But no, these top guys are touching the ball 300.
Touches. Yeah, because they're getting catches and stuff like that. I mean, I think it's definitely swinging back in that direction.
Right.
But I also think like you know, we do this sometimes with championship teams, and they're like, you know, they call it a blueprint or something like that. Like, I think Saquon Barkley has sort of reset the market for Saquon Barkley because he's that. And I think Bijan is kind of in that category. But, like, there's, you know, there's not the running back position being back. Like, every team had a running back that ran the ball that got the ball that much, you know? Like, you'd hand the ball to whoever it was on your team. Like, obviously, we look back and think about, like, who was the guy with the Chiefs back in the day?
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson. Or like Priest Holmes or Jamal Lewis or whatever. Like
Steven Jackson.
Those guys. Yes. I don't think you're ever going to see that again from a handoff scenario. Like you might get a ball in their hands close to 300 times with some of the great guys. But like, I don't know. Like I think the league is so
I think a lot of it is pass heavy now. I kind of agree with you. But the only reason I don't is because there's still certain coaches that have that in them. Ashton Gentry is going to carry the hell out of the ball because that's Pete Carroll's philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You look at whoever goes to Pittsburgh, that's their philosophy. Now, when they start hiring these different pass-happy, like in Chicago, they don't need a big back because this guy wants to be cute and he knows how to work with the different types of shifty back because that's what he had in Detroit. But, like, if you can find a guy like how when you talk about how the Raiders just drafted Genty, Genty's going to be damn near carried out by the time it's time to get to his fifth year.
Right, and that's why I think that it's not going to be what it once was, where they're going to take the guy and they're going to run him into the ground.
Is it because of college? Is it because of college? What kind of backs him out of college?
Maybe. And I also think it's just from the salary cap investment standpoint. Like, the money is just going towards the quarterback, the receiver, the left tackle, the pass rusher,
and the corners,
yeah. Right?
See, but that's where I kind of change things. And I kind of agree with Randy with Saquon and eventually Gibbs and Genty and Bijan. 3-4 years ago, the running back market on average was at its – I mean, just it's absolute low. It is on the way up.
You remember when they were talking about, like boycotting?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, Saquon and those guys had a Zoom call.
Yeah.
I mean, after Zeke and those guys got like $6 million
right.
For like the top backs in the league was like $6-7 million.
I think it's normalizing back the other way a little bit, but again, I don't think it's ever going to be what it was. But here's the reason
why. When it was, they didn't get paid when it was.
Right, but the reason why I think it's the money probably is going to get a little bit better just because of what those guys are doing production-wise, and you're going to have some of those guys that can catch it and run and all that kind of stuff. But you're still, I mean, the league is just going in the direction, and that's not changing as far as the way that offenses are run and the way that front offices are built and teams' rosters are built is analytically driven.
Oh, I agree with that.
And
that's a shame.
The analytics say the pass is the smarter, more...
Well, that's like the people that don't the no mid-range people.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, if I'm
you might find it dumb, it's the way the league is run.
But you're getting you're getting robbed if you these teams by these damn quarterbacks.
I agree with you.
Because you're like, that's why you remember when we first got together, when we first became partners, radio partners.
Yeah.
I said this. I was like, quarterbacks need to have their own separate, like, salary cap,
like
something.
Like a max system for the quarterbacks.
Especially when you're not the driving force behind why you win.
Yeah, no, there's nothing dumber in sports to me right now. Maybe there's one thing close as far as the money goes than the quarterback market.
Yeah.
Just simply being, well, you have to. Anything in sports where your answer is, well, you kind of have to, is like, well, then that's dumb.
Right.
Because no, you don't. Like, there's obviously examples of it not having to be like that. And when you have to do something and you do it based on that, usually it's a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, I understand why the 49ers gave Brock Purdy what they gave him, but I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't think it's going to work out for him. Like, I understand how it got to that point, but I don't think it's going to be a great situation for them long term. The other dumb thing is the max contract stuff in the NBA where every team kind of has to do it. So you draft a guy and he's pretty good for a couple years, but you're a bad team. And it's like, well, we want to keep him. So we're going to give him $300 million. Yes. And now you've got LaMelo Ball making $300 million. And it's like, or
driving,
Bradley Beal making $300 million.
Damn go-karts on his roof.
And it's like, all right, well, whatever. The money's there. I'm not begrudging the players for it. It's just like the system is a little weird if that's where – if you have to do stuff like that, you know what I mean?
I just don't agree with it. When we talk about, like, do you have to get top, like, $40 million? Why do you have to be 55? Let him walk.
I agree.
Why are these organizations so scared to let Tua or let Brock Purdy
Yeah.
Why are you?
Because we've seen it.
Or.
Because you know what the alternative is? Marcus Mariota.
Why can't they make what Geno makes?
Desmond
or
Ritter.
Baker Mayfield makes?
No, you, those are great contracts. Those are great contracts. I don't know. I don't know. Tua's got $50 million. Brock Purdy just got $265 million. Like, come on now. Good for them.
Oh, yeah.
Bad for their football teams. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Everybody knows this is Pantera, Abe. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Trying to tell me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We'd love it if you'd join us. Friday, June 13th. That's next Friday at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. As we celebrate Father's Day with you, go to 92.9thegame.com. Click the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Or if you want, tell us why you want to bring your grandfather or your kid or your coach or anyone important in your life. Presented by Echo Park Speedway. See, there you go. We had that yesterday. Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns on June 28th for the Quaker State 400, and by the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win at 92.9thegame.com.
I saw that the Dukes, but they were somewhere in Duluth and everything else. They right?
Yeah. Now they were at Echo Park.
They had
Automotive.
A couple of lately, I've gotten into racing and everything. Love listening to Mike Bell talk about the old racing and the old NASCAR and how it used to be and everything like that. But having those drivers, because remember, we were like, who? They were like, surprise guests.
Yeah, yeah, celebrity guests.
We were like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
NASCAR
guys.
They
had some dudes on yesterday, man. So that was pretty cool. But have you been, because that's another thing we need to do as a show is go down there one time and go watch the race. Because I remember me and Triple did it because we had a weekend show down
there. Oh, really?
And we went down there. So
yeah. I would love that.
Yeah, we gotta make a way down there because it's pretty cool.
Never been to a NASCAR
race.
It's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
There's a lot of short track stuff that they did and like dirt track, truck racing and stuff in the Pacific Northwest. Casey Kane, people maybe remember Casey Kane. He was a pretty successful NASCAR driver like in the early 2000s.
Damn, I thought you were talking about the other guy, Casey Kane. From the, what was it? Not Star Search.
Casey Kasem.
You're
thinking of Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
No, Casey Kane was a short NASCAR driver who was very good in the early 2000s. He's from Enumclaw, Washington, same place that Brian Scalabrine's from. And they had a Casey Kane day one time where they renamed the street after him.
Okay.
So we were out there for that.
Dude.
That's as close as I've come to a NASCAR race.
Everybody is from Seattle. A lot of people from Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, I also just have the tendency to mention the ones that are, you know. Tough day for the Seattleites yesterday, though, with Matt Tuiasosopo getting demoted. So and we Tuiasosopos are royalty out there.
Tui's from Seattle.
Well, yeah, close, like pretty close, like okay. Woodinville.
He's from
is like
Washington,
a suburb of
but he's
Seattle.
But he's from the state of Washington.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, obviously, Marcus Tuiasosopo's brother, great quarterback at Washington, played in the NFL. He's a coach, all that, and yes.
Okay, I never knew that. I thought they were from California and everything.
Nope. Woodinville, Washington.
Woodinville. How far is that from you?
45 minutes.
Okay.
We played them in high school. Like, they were in the same conference as us in high school.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so he's from there. We know every basketball player damn near in the NBA's, a lot of them from there.
I don't know if there's any Seattle guys in the NBA Finals. Between the Pacers, I know Nembhard went to Gonzaga, okay. And Chet went to Gonzaga, too,
right.
But neither one of them are from there. I don't know. I'm trying to
like it's been like
I mean Oklahoma City Thunder are from Seattle, so I guess the whole organization is from Seattle.
Are you gonna take what? Are you gonna go there?
Well, I'm not gonna take credit.
Oh,
for
okay.
It.
I was like, you taking credit?
No. But I mean, in case anybody forgot that happened. But no, I don't know. I don't know if there's any Seattle guys on those rosters. I'll have to look into it because I know people are dying to know.
I just want to know because every time we talk, it's from Seattle, from yep. Seattle, from mm-hmm. Seattle, from Seattle. Like
I do have a tendency.
But you're
to
the only. Somebody asked me like, yes, Andy is the first person I've ever known, like been close to from Seattle. Like I don't think I ever had a teammate from Seattle.
Yeah, you did. Ooh. You had a teammate from my high school.
Ooh.
The little guy, the running back in San Diego, Chapman, Jesse Chapman. Jesse Chapman went to Franklin High School.
I did not know that.
I've told you that
times. You sure you told me
that?
Yeah,
and then every time you tell me Jesse Chapman wore like interesting
country
clothes.
Country ass suits.
Yeah.
I did not. How the hell did he wear country ass suits when he's from Seattle?
Well,
he wore them suits like he was some damn Charlotte.
It's, you know, he's from South Seattle. South Seattle is a very, like, it's a very unique place.
They have the stores with the suits in the window.
I showed you the
I remember that.
The video of store called Leroy Menswear.
And that's where he shops.
He shopped
at Leroy's Menswear.
There's not a ton. Yeah, look, there's not a lot of. Seattle's fairly, homogenous. There's a lot of people look the same. But then there's some neighborhoods, like two in Seattle, that are a little bit more diverse than that.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You got
yeah, that's where Jamal Crawford and all them from.
And me.
And you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want people. I don't want people to think.
It's
like my
true.
My boy is from the streets.
I mean, not really, but I'm from South Seattle.
Yeah, South Side, Andy.
Looking at these rosters.
What's that? Oh, for the, okay. South Side, Andy.
Doesn't look like it. Yeah. All right, let's get to the back page with Abe. No Bo Johnson today. He's nursing a hangover, we assume, as he was at Metallica last night. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Abe fills in. Hey, Abe.
What's going on, guys?
Hi,
just to be clear, in regards to Bo Johnson, I'll turn myself down.
Thank you, Abe.
Yeah, I got you, brother.
All right.
This was a scheduled day off for him. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea, like Bo can't, you know.
Oh, we knew he wasn't coming.
No, I know you guys did. I know. Just making sure everyone.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Those what's, you know, on the up and up. A little bit of breaking news in the NBA. It looks as if the Phoenix Suns have decided between the two Cavalier assistant coaches. Jordan Ott has won the call. He is going to be the head coach of the Suns. Just the last 4 or 5 minutes, this has become...
That's because Johnny Bryant's going to be the next head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, they're on what staff?
Cavs. They were on the Cavs.
The Cavs. Yeah. Okay, so you got probably lead one and lead two assistants.
One was an associate, titled as an associate head coach. Okay. Then I don't remember which one was the associate, which one was just an assistant. Right. Okay. But, so the Suns have their guy.
Well, what's his relation to Ishbia?
Ott?
Yeah.
No clue.
No, okay.
I've never heard of
him. Ishbia's just a weird dude. I mean, he's not a weird dude.
Well, it's a bad situation.
He's
a meddler.
He won't go away.
Yeah, he's a meddler.
Yeah.
But he bought the team, so he can do whatever he wants.
A couple of golf stories I want to get to here. One of them local. I don't know if you saw this. Mason Howell is a 17-year-old high school junior from Brookwood. And through the process, he has qualified for the U.S. Open. He shot a back-to-back 63s for an 18-under there over this past weekend.
He's from right?
I saw him listed as Brookwood High School.
Boo! Good for him, but it was the Brookwood part.
Okay, wow.
It was the Brookwood part.
That's in Snellville.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There are a number of Atlantans.
It's from the Brookwood part. The battle for Trickham. Parkview, that's what Sam Crisco taught me that a long time ago. Boo! But good for him.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. 17 years old, qualify for the U.S. Open is
awesome.
It's pretty good stuff.
And on the flip side, there were guys like Max Homa, Ricky Fowler, who had to fight their way and did not.
Now, he didn't play in the same regional qualifier
eight or nine.
Not to take anything away from a 17-year-old going back-to-back 63s and making it into the U.S. Open, but he didn't play in the same regional qualifier as those guys. Max Homa carried his own clubs.
He did.
For 36
He
holes.
Fired his caddy.
Yeah,
recently.
He was caddying for himself.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. He fired his caddy.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no backup caddy?
Didn't even fire him right before the turn. Like, they split a couple weeks ago.
From what I understand, Max Homa's kind of going through a bit of a journey right now.
Yeah, I read some of the quotes, and it's a little self discovery.
He's doing some soul searching.
Yeah.
Because he was a top, I don't know how high, he might have been up to top five in the world.
Okay, because I know the name.
Is he in the TGL?
I don't know. Maybe. He's almost fallen out of the top 100 now, so he's had a rough year.
Lady
plus.
Problems?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Only a lady make you drop that far.
But I think
95 spots.
There was some. I don't know how he rose that high. Honestly, he's a great dude and a really. Seems like a really honest, interesting kind of character.
Right.
But I don't know. There was some is Max Homa really this good? I guess not.
You think it was steroids?
No, I mean, sometimes you just get hot.
Oh.
I think he caught a heater. Yeah. One more golf thing here. Might be of interest. Stick, a golf comedy series, is out today on Apple TV Plus. It's Owen Wilson as a former.
I saw that.
You already watched it?
No. I saw the.
It was coming.
I didn't know what, because it popped up and it said Apple TV, but I didn't look. But it's in an animated type of thing, so I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it is live action.
Okay.
Just the ad that you saw. Unfortunately, I think they're only dropping episode one today. I think they're doing a weekly.
Oh, they're gonna do it like Ted Lasso,
which is just devastating for me. I'm a big
binger.
Binge.
Yeah,
I'm a big.
Oh, me both.
Yeah,
yeah, me. I gotta find something because I the family's gone. They left this morning to go to L.A. to see Donna's parent, mama, and family and stuff. So I got to find me some shows. And I'm everything is caught up. I'm back on Peaky Blinders, so I finally finished Peaky Blinders. So
Have you watched Righteous
in.
Gemstones?
I have.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I told you about Department Q.
You did tell me about Department Q.
I don't know if you maybe.
And I can't get past the first 10 minutes of it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I can't get past the first 10 minutes. I can't get past the first 10 minutes.
I want to watch that though. I don't know. I'll
just
probably
not
wait.
An episode at a time.
No, I'll probably wait.
I'm gonna wait
and then binge it
now
at some point. But
the
I'm
new
interested.
Thing in streaming. A Wednesday when it comes out is gonna do it. I know Stranger Things is planning to do it. Is releasing episodes in bulk, but in two parts still. So the new episode, the new season of Wednesday will have
Of what?
Five episodes
of what?
And then Wednesday
of what show?
Wednesday.
What is that?
Comes out Wednesday.
No, what doesn't. Show?
It's the Addams Family spinoff.
Oh, Wednesday, that's what I'm asking. Y'all keep saying on Wednesday. I'm like, what's the name of the show?
No, the show Wednesday.
The show's called Thursday. It comes out Wednesday.
All right, stop.
Starring Tuesday? Who's on first?
But Stranger Things announced they're going to do it too, where they're going to drop the season in two parts.
Okay.
So
all right.
There you go.
All right.
You guys mentioned a little bit French Open action. Coco Gauff is on to the
Coco
semis. She beat Madison Keys earlier this morning in three sets. And she is going to face an unseeded French woman, Lois Boussan.
I read about her.
Yeah.
I read about her.
Crazy run.
She got hurt last year getting ready for the French Open.
Okay.
Like, she tore her Achilles or something like that. She got a really devastating injury, and they thought maybe she might be done.
Damn.
And she's worked her way all the way back, and she's, like you said, she was ranked before she got hurt last year, but she's worked her way through the tournament unranked.
Good for her.
And she's French, too, so obviously, you know.
Home field.
I think she took out Pegula.
Yeah, really cool story for her to come back from that injury and be so good so fast.
One final story. All right, maybe we have some more, actually. I've got two stories. Rockies beat the Marlins last night. That snaps a streak of 22 straight series without a win. They finally won a series.
Against
the Marlins.
And the Braves.
Thank God.
5,000.
Give the Braves some breathing room.
The Braves. How far are the Braves from the Marlins?
Yeah.
The attendance yesterday, not actual. The announced attendance was like 5,300.
I tell a story all the time. We took a whole bunch of kids from the Boys and Girls Club to a Marlins game that had that amount of people.
And they
won the World Series that year.
Usually that's the actual attendance. Yeah. This was the announced attendance, which means it's probably more like 1,200.
That's how it was announced. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I went to an A's Mariners game at the Oakland Coliseum years ago, where there couldn't have been
more 400 people.
1,500 was my estimation. But we sat in left field, and there was a guy out there selling tequila shots for $3. And I swear to God, he didn't work for the stadium.
I believe it.
Like, he just had like a plate with some shot glasses that didn't match and a bottle of El Jimador and was just selling shots.
How many you buy?
A lot. And then Matt Tuiasosopo, actually, to bring it home, was playing left field for the Mariners. And we just were like talking to him the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, because we were Mariners fans.
They actually can get a sweep if they win today. So that would be historic, monumental for the Rockies.
And how many games there are?
Four.
Okay.
Because if they would have won, it would only be three. And then, God.
How many games are in front of the
Braves? Yeah, Braves are in front of the Marlins by four.
Huh.
Not great.
Yeah, that's not good at all. I have a question, because they were talking about Charles Barkley going, when the FCCC rules are broken, right? Does that come out my pocket or they pocket?
Don't know.
Okay. I was curious.
It's a good question. Does that ever even happen? Like, do people really have to pay the FCC when they do that?
Does it come out my check or y'all check?
In theory, it would, like, if we didn't cover stuff that we needed to cover, it would come out of the station, and then they either, you know.
What's the fine?
$350K.
Okay, so if I would be fired, like, is what would happen.
Yeah.
No.
So maybe a little more respect to Bo.
Oh, yeah, they're firing me over $350,000.
I doubt it.
But you don't say that stuff.
You don't say that stuff.
I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying, if I did, I would not have a job anymore, and they would pay $350,000 to the FCC, and then someone else would do this job. I don't think I'm worth $350,000 for this radio station.
Yes, you are.
First offense or something.
I don't know how long it would take me to make that much money for this radio station. All right. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If I keep reading those reads, I might be worth a little extra. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Big firing in the NBA. Also, the Braves played last night, and it didn't go great. We'll talk about that, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.